Welcome to the Thread Raiders podcast, where some of your notifications' least favorite Twitter users get together and talk about whatever pops off the top of their heads. I'm your host, Captain Sugar Bear. With me today is Shrieky.
Hello, everyone.
And Griffolian.
Hello.
And just as a reminder to our listeners, we are sponsored by DiceBard. Check out DiceBard.com and check out their selection of metal dice, glow-in-the-dark dice. They still have those cool rainbow dice. They do have gift cards even on their site. I mean, they got all sorts of cool stuff. But when you buy something there, do make sure to use the discount code THREADRAIDERS. That's one word, THREADRAIDERS. And get that free expedited shipping on your order. So, you know, a little something that helps our show, but also helps you too. Get some dice just for the price of the dice. So today we have some pretty interesting topics. I do want to start us off. I believe that Shrieky, you have something to start us with here.
Nope. Sorry. No topics today. That's it, guys. Good podcast.
Seriously?
No, I do have a topic, and I thought it would be interesting to talk about what one of our pet peeves are. I figured you might have one or two over there, Bear.
I'm starting this one
Bear
off.
Bear have a pet peeve?
What?
I'm not that curmudgeonly. I'm kind of curmudgeonly, but I'm not like... I just love that word.
Sweaters, yeah. And bears.
Okay, no. We're not doing this again, because that almost ended the show last episode, so...
I know, things are still a little tense between us, so...
Very tense.
We'll just leave it at that for now.
The tension is real. Anything you guys could just, any little thing set me off with today, because that was a weird fucking sentence. Totally grammatically incorrect. That's neither here nor there.
That is definitely one of my pet peeves, Bear. Thank you for triggering me.
So then you please start, Griff. And I will build up my anger. No. Go ahead. Because I'm going to build up my anger meter while you're fucking talking. So go ahead.
Oh, here we go.
It's actually not one of my pet peeves at all. Like, I'm pretty chill on that. But tell you what is. People walking slow in a busy high street.
Oh my God.
Yes. Like, yes. Right in the middle. Do you know what I mean? Like, right down the middle, mm-hmm. of the walkway. You're like, if you're gonna go slow, like, go to the edge, right? Like, but no, right in front of me.
You're nicer than me, because I'm like, if you're walking slow, go play in traffic.
Well, yeah,
yeah.
Sorry, go ahead.
I would say that's one way of dealing with them, definitely. it's walking slow and it's stopping suddenly.
Oh, yes.
If you need to stop, like, veer. Do you know what I mean? Like, make your way to the edge and stop again. Don't just, like, assume that you're in this bubble that, like, doesn't affect other people. Because I'll walk into the back of you because I'm probably, like... I mean, some of it's on me for not paying attention. Sure, I get that. But, like, yeah. Like, have some awareness, you know?
Well, I do the same thing in the grocery store. Like, it's if someone's walking in front of you and you have your cart and they stop so quickly and you gotta, like, quickly try and maneuver to, you know, not run them over.
Of course, it's your fault if you hit them as well. Like, you need to be paying more attention.
Oh, right? Of course. Like, they give you that look like, how could you?
How could you?
That's the look you guys get? I usually get the look of, oh, was that a flashlight in your pocket?
Awkward!
Only when I bump into people from behind. What can I say?
Uh-huh. I was just wondering how that's one hell of a flashlight if you've got a trolley as well, though. Like, how are they noticing that?
I wasn't talking about the grocery store. Shit. I don't go to the grocery store. Who does that anymore? No. I go through Amazon. Send me my
that's
shit.
That's right.
See, I don't have that option. Unfortunately, I have to do the, you know, archaic way of actually going to the grocery store.
Yeah. Like, I didn't actually realize that was that archaic. Like, that's totally what I do as well. But
you guys are living in the past.
We're just old-fashioned that way.
We just like the thrill of, like, being bumped into with flashlights. Is that... No.
Hey, yeah. Griff, no, I'm not here to judge you, Griff, man. Whatever you like, man. I'm here for you.
Well, I do. Thank you, man. But yeah, like, so... The other thing that, like, I don't know if other people get this. I have this thing where... I only noticed it recently. I've started noticing that people tend to walk the reverse way to the way we drive. And for some reason, that really annoys me.
Yes! I actually agree with that.
I don't even drive. Yeah, no, neither do I. And I guess that's, like, the weird thing. But, like, we drive on the left over here. But, like, everywhere I go, people seem to walk on the right. And I'm like, no, shouldn't we walk on the... It's such an inane thing to think about. But...
But no, I've agreed on the same thing. Like, I might have been one of those people to give dirty looks because of that. But that's because I'm one of those people too. Like, I want to get in and out really quickly.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to spend a lot of time, well, with that many people crowded in one place.
Yeah, so what, you're like Speedy Gonzalez, like when you go somewhere?
Okay, I can be slow sometimes. It all depends. If I'm by myself, I'm in and out really quick.
Yeah. But
obviously, if I go with a friend, you end up picking up things, goofing around, and end up, you know, almost getting kicked out of the place.
Yeah, I think like when you're in a shop or whatever, like going at your own time is like, that's kind of more of an acceptable thing. I think it's just like more when you're on like public walkways and stuff.
I just think it's funny that your pet peeves are so walking related.
Yeah.
That's what happens when you don't drive.
Oh, yeah. I think like, yeah, if I drove, like it would just be the equivalent in like driving terms though, right?
Yeah, I could
drive
see that.
Like 30 on like a 50 road or whatever. Like,
well, the worst part about doing like the whole crowding the sidewalk thing, Griff, I don't know if you've had this, is when there's like three people walking ahead of you and they're all lined up.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, like you're trying to get around them, trying to get by, and yeah, nobody's moving. They're just completely blocking in this like line. You're like, okay, lift your arms. Do I like scoot under between your legs?
Yeah,
like,
exactly. Do I have to like walk into the oncoming traffic at this point to navigate around you? Because
I have actually had to do that before. Walking home with groceries, and there's these two old ladies jogging by me, and I'm like, okay, they're jogging towards me. And I'm like, I have to quickly think. I'm either like jumping into the creek on the right, or I'm hopping into traffic on the left. And I literally had to pretty much walk into traffic because neither of them was moving.
That always baffles me, that one. Like, it's like, is it because in their mind they're going like, oh no, the other person's gonna move, and then they get to you and they're like, oh shit, neither of us have moved. Like, are they also freaking out, or are they just like so oblivious?
No, I think it's, and I hate to say it because they're obviously not all like this, but for the most part around here, they have this mindset that once you reach over 60, 65, that like everybody should just move for you.
Right. Like, you've earned the right of way by that point.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, well, I'm not going to get, you know, I'd rather you risk your life than have to move.
So yeah. Wait, Shrieky, does that mean that your pet peeve is old people?
No, actually. Well, that could be... No, I...
You had to think about it. You had to think about it.
I love all old people. I love you, Grandma. Talking about... No, I mean, certain ones. Certain ones, I'd say. Like, I come from a retirement community. So, a lot of the things are catered towards them in this city. We don't have a lot of things happening for youth around here. And so you could say, from working with them, like in customer service, they're more likely to be rude to you than, say, someone your own age.
Yeah, I would actually agree with that from being a similar community. I feel like, obviously, it's not entirely like, it's not everyone.
Mm-hmm.
But there is definitely a bit of that, right? Like, where you find, like, I work in retail, and like, generally the younger people are more like, understanding if there's like a queue and stuff.
Yes, exactly. Whereas the more elderly ones are more likely to speak their mind about how they're feeling. And I used to work in a mature women's clothing store, which is a polite way of saying that we dressed old ladies. And you would not believe how many actually shoplifted.
Oh, really?
Oh my God. And these women, like, they're well off. They do not need to steal, but it's like they need to get that thrill out.
Mm-hmm.
It's the only thing that makes me feel alive.
Yeah. Oh.
Oh, God.
You live, old ladies. You live.
Yeah. At this point, I'm like, actually, I kind of want them to kind of be doing that, if that's true, you know?
Maybe that's why
we really didn't care.
They're super close to the end game anyway, so... You know.
Exactly.
So, what? I'm assuming that old people...
They know it. That's why they're doing it. Because they're like, well, I'm going to die in a week anyway. I might as well have some fun. That was like a mixture of like old John Connery.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah. And I swear, Grandma, if you're listening to this now, we love old people.
I love you, Grandma. You're the best.
And I'm assuming that old people is not genuinely your pet peeve.
No. My actual pet peeve is maybe something that other creative people can relate with. It's when you're really focused on a project, you know, like 100% of you is completely into it. You're not really paying attention to much else. And then somebody comes in and completely kind of like breaks that concentration. And they're like, oh, hey, can I get your help with this? Or can I ask you a question? Can you do something for me? But then they're like, oh, but you don't have to do it right now. Well, why the fuck did you just interrupt me right now? If this was not important enough to drop what I'm doing to go help you, then honestly, you could have waited to ask me.
Like, write it on a note, put it under the door, send me an email. Like, yeah, did you need to walk in right now?
This is the digital age. Send me an email. Exactly.
Yeah, I mean,
yeah, I can see that being annoying.
Yeah, I could see that. It's not something I have to deal with as a person who lives alone with two cats.
Well, I'm sure you get annoyed when Tucker interrupts you.
Well, he will stomp on the laptop, and I'm like, dude, you are so fat, you were just going to stomp right through it. Yes, I am fat shaming Tucker now. He's not a bear.
Justice for Tucker.
But it's not even nearly the same thing as, like, you know, having a person, you know, with vocal cords coming in and being like, meh, 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 while you're trying to fucking do something. Like,
And then they finish asking you the question, and then they're just standing over your shoulder watching what you're doing.
Oh, God. Yeah, I like, physically cringed a bit there, just as you described that.
Yep, you're just kind of like, doing a slow turn, like, yes?
And it's just, like, sometimes when someone finishes talking, but they don't go, and you're like, you initiated this conversation. I know this sounds, like, super antisocial, but it's, like, when someone comes and you're like, okay, but not to be rude, but was there any more? Because I was doing something and you came over, and now you've stopped talking, but you're still here? And as much as I like you, I kind of want to get back to it, but I don't want to be the rude person, you know? Like, clearly I have some social issues, but...
Well, you know, that's kind of funny because it kind of makes me think about mine, where, like, one of my biggest pet peeves is when someone's talking to me and they talk like this, and I just want to strangle them. Like, because I have customers who do that where... Like, I already know what it is they're trying to say about one third of the way through their sentence, but I can't interrupt them and be rude and be like, yeah, no, I got it. I got it. I know what you're saying.
I have because then you're the asshole. Yeah.
Yeah. I just have to sit there and listen to them get through this thing that should take 30 seconds, takes them 30 minutes. It's, oh my God, I can't deal with it. I cannot deal with slow talkers just like you can't deal with slow walkers.
Like, oh my God. Can you imagine if we were, like, working on the podcast and a really slow-talking person walked in at, like, snail's pace, we would just, like, explode.
All three of us would lose our shit. Oh, God.
But we kind of do that anyway, so... Oh. Yeah, no, that is frustrating, right? Because, like you say, you don't want to be... you don't want to be like, oh, yeah, no, I get that, that's fine. Because then they're probably just going to carry on talking anyway, so you just have to seem engaged for the whole thing.
Wait, it's because it's like sometimes. It takes every ounce of brain power that they have to continue to talk. Mm-hmm. So anything that's happening around them, they're completely oblivious to, because getting those words out is the most difficult thing in their life for whatever reason. And speaking of difficult things, I actually had to have a very difficult conversation with a friend, and it was really upsetting. So I thought maybe we could talk about it and maybe it would help put my mind at ease. But... this very serious, very in-depth, deep conversation was whether or not Batman could kick Iron Man's ass. Ooh. So, you know.
Very sensitive topic.
I know. Yeah. We tackle all the hard issues here.
Yeah. Yeah. I appreciate you bringing this to us, actually. Like, I feel like you'd be pretty honored that people come to us, like, to hear our views on important issues like this. So.
Yeah, I mean, it's really humbling that people would trust us, of all people, to have this conversation. But I mean, to set this up a little bit better, the main conversation had started with that my friend was telling me that Iron Man is basically the Batman of the Marvel Universe, and I totally disagreed with that. I'm like, they are nothing alike whatsoever, aside from the fact that they both have money and cool shit.
I think that, I mean, yeah, that's the thing, right? Like, lost parents, lots of money, gadgets.
Yeah.
But that's kind of like them.
But, like, you know, Batman knows Kung Fu. and shit mm-hmm. like that, you know? So he, like, actually knows how to fight. Iron Man, he's a brawler. He's a bruiser. He doesn't know how to fight. But he also has rockets.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I guess the Batmobile has rockets, but, like, Batman himself, like, in his own arms and shit, does not carry rockets around everywhere he goes. I'm sorry.
No, plus he's got, like, he won't kill someone, right?
That's right.
So, I think he might. I'm pretty sure Iron Man, like, if he had to, I think he'd get the job done.
That's the thing, too, is Iron Man, he kind of takes time to shoot out those one-liners and stuff like that, whereas Batman, he's kind of more right to the point.
Yeah, but to be fair, Batman could easily be distracted by playing a My Chemical Romance album because he's emo as fuck.
That's true.
I mean, also, right, so it depends how much, like, preparation they get for this, because if you're Iron Man, you just get a load of goons around, right? Because you know Batman's just going to stalk around taking the goons out one by one first, so that gives you plenty of time to just set up a trap, right? Catch him out. Because he does that thing where he stalks around in the darkness, yeah, like taking them out one by one.
Yeah, but to mm-hmm. be fair, I don't think anyone's ever really going to trap Batman like that, because, I mean, they're both geniuses, but they're geniuses in a different way, where Tony is more of a genius in, like, engineering and mechanics and stuff like that. Batman is more of a genius in, like, actually, like, detecting things and thinking three steps ahead and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So I think he might have the edge with the intelligence right there. However, he does have to rely on somebody else for his gadget, so all Tony has to do is go blow up Lucius Fox and you're good.
Yeah, cut out the source, right?
Yeah.
I think also, like, Iron Man, you know, he has... do him a disservice a little bit there. Like, he thought about the Hulk Buster before it needed to be, like, you know, things like that. Like, the better suits, like, things that he might need, he makes. So he's kind of thinking a little bit ahead of the game. I'm going to lay it on the line. I think Iron Man has this. But then he can actually fly, so if things get bad, he just flies away.
I'm still kind of weighing my options here, but I am thinking that Batman, like you said, you know, he's really good at detecting things and doing the research to try and find the weaknesses of those he goes up against, because he is against killing. So he would rather try to bring them down by other means. So I think that Batman would actually research the technology behind Iron Man's suit, and he would try to come up with some kind of weakness to just disable Iron Man completely.
I mean, to be fair, he's probably going to hire Lucius to do that because, again, not great with the whole gadgets and stuff. He knows how to use them, but he does not know how to research them.
Mm-hmm.
So,
plus, thing, he has a whole team of people. He has the resources to actually fund that kind of research.
Well, if you're going to talk about bringing a team in, Iron Man has the Avengers. So he has a team as well.
Well, yeah, that's true. Team, but what are they going to research on Batman?
Nothing. Batman, they're just going to Hulk smash.
He's going to pound down on him just with literal superpowers. I mean, then I suppose, like, Batman just calls in his crew, doesn't he? And then it becomes a whole thing.
Jets and the Sharks. West Side Story.
Bringing, like, the Avengers walking down the street, clicking their fingers menacingly. Yeah.
Just singing a song about how they're going to whoop the other one's ass.
I mean, I'd watch that film.
I would too, yeah.
Yeah. I think it's a difficult one.
I wish I could come up with a song on the fly, because that would have been a great moment right there. But
I was trying to think of it, but...
If only we were creative.
Oh, why are we so boring and lame?
I'm so sorry, listeners. We'll do better. Well, no, we won't, but we'll strive to.
Yeah, ultimately we'll fail, but, you know, at the very least you get a really nice womp womp out of it.
Exactly. Okay, they're all here for the womp womps anyways.
Yeah, I know that's what I'm here for. So.
Oh, I was here for the pretzels.
I thought you were here for the puns.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah, that's true. And there were pretzels?
Yeah, there were pretzels. You didn't get your pretzels?
No, what the hell?
There's a little baggie at the door.
Oh, shit, okay.
You must have walked right past it.
I do that quite a lot.
It's because you're walking so fast. Right.
Yeah, exactly. I never stop. Bear, where do you stand on this? Like, I kind of want to know, because, like, you seemed like, when you brought this up, maybe, like, you I think you have a side, right, in this argument?
It's so difficult, you know? Like, part of me wants to say Iron Man because he's got a hell of a team, and also, again, rockets, and rockets beat wings any day of the week. However, I kind of have to say I think Shrieky might be right, where Batman is known for researching weaknesses and taking out foes that he has no business taking down. So, mm-hmm. I gotta give the edge to Batman, I think. He's just too damn good at what he does, and I have a lot of respect for Tony Stark, I have a lot of respect for Iron Man, but I think Batman takes it right here.
Ah, see, I just, ooh. I can't go there. Batman, he's just too, he's got such a limited research pool, you know, that one city.
Yeah.
It's just Iron Man's been out in the galaxy, you know. He's been through a wormhole, he's seen some stuff.
I mean, technically Batman's been in space. That's where the Watchtower is.
Yeah, that's true.
So,
it's very difficult. I think they are, like, they are two sides of the same coin, really. I think that...
You really think they're that similar?
I genuinely do. I think the only difference is, pretty much like you said, is that Iron Man's fighting prowess comes from his suit and things like that, right? But his knowledge is his own, whereas Batman gets his fighting prowess from himself, but all of his cool shit is from somewhere else. So... they are kind of like the yin to the other's yang.
Okay.
That I can accept. Yeah, I think that would be a pretty fair fight. I just think the suit is stronger than Batman is. And he literally has rockets in his shoulders and shit like that, so
yeah,
you can just blow him up.
But Batman is anticipating that. He's anticipating him to use those rockets.
Exactly. And like I said, I think that because Iron Man takes the time to do these one-liners and jokes, I mean, Batman can just sit there and interrupt him. You know, he'd be halfway through a pun and then he'd be like, bam!
But also, Batman stalks in the darkness, right? Darkness isn't very good if you've got night vision in your suit.
That's so true.
You know. I think we have to fund this. I think it's the only way we'll ever know. I think we have to pull some strings. We have to get the two into an arena.
Yes, and I agree.
Just see it happen, you know?
I feel
I think what needs...
Go ahead.
Sorry, go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
Okay. I was just about to say, I think what needs to happen is, Griff, you need to dress as Iron Man. Bear, you need to dress as Batman, and you guys need to go head-to-head.
Oh,
let's do it. I mean, you know there's so much other baggage.
So, listeners, no, if you would like to see this happen, leave a comment.
Also like to set up a GoFundMe for the plane tickets, that would be great.
I feel like we're funding like one research project per show at this point. Like, yeah. We always have some stupid thing we want to do. And no one
will be stupid.
Yeah, no, it's stupid.
Holy shit, did you hear that, Shrieky?
I am so offended.
Listen. I'm not saying it's not fun, but it is stupid. Everything we do here is stupid, and it's a lot of fun, but it's ultimately
so
stupid.
So hurt right now.
I am going to cry.
No, you're not. You're so full of
shit. Yes, I am. It's just, this is so hard to think
about. Did you hear that? That's what you've done there.
That is not even a good cry.
But,
oh, God, no.
Fucking hell. I hate that so much.
I do, too. You're welcome. That just... Oh, God, it, like, hair on the back of my neck stands up.
I know.
But
I do.
We are tangenting so fucking hard right here, and I just fucked that word up, too, because that's kind of my thing. Griff, I think, speaking of fictional characters, you had a topic for us, too, in that same realm.
I did, yeah. So, like I say, speaking of fictional characters, basically, I was kind of thinking about the idea of, we all have, like, our favorite works of fiction, like, characters that don't actually exist, but they're amazing in their own IPs, right? So they are the heroes in the worlds they exist in. But which of, like, the heroes from any fictional work that you like, which of those heroes would be just the most insufferable if you were to remove them from the work they come from and just have them around in your everyday life? A couple examples that I was able to think of on this, just to kind of give you guys an idea of what I'm thinking about. I hope they don't steal one that might come to your mind. So straight away, I think we can all agree that Link from any Legend of Zelda game would be just the worst, because you could not take him anywhere. He's not great in conversation. And basically, any fine china you have, don't even think about it. Like, you cannot have display cases up or anything like that. I thought he was a pretty good one. Like, if you took him out of Hyrule and you just walked around town with him, no, forget about it. It's just not a good way.
Yeah, but I will give him this. He's a really good landscaper.
That is true.
I mean, that's true. Yeah, I mean, maybe he could pick up a little bit of extra money right on the side just doing people's lawns on the weekends.
Well, he's going to have to replace all the pots he broke.
That's very true. Very, very true. So just to give you an idea of someone else I was thinking about, the Prince of Persia. You know, every time you say anything funny, like anything interesting, and he rewinds time and then he says it and takes the credit, like, what an asshole. Do you know what I mean? Like, Just all these things, like, don't get, like, you do something amazing, you're like, oh, this is like the best moment, and the next thing you know, you're like, whoa, deja vu, and he's over there, everyone's laughing, and you've missed your chance.
That is like the douchiest thing anyone could ever do.
Oh my god, the Prince of Persia's a frat boy.
Yes.
Like, he's like, you're like feeding him lines and you don't even know it. And then the other one that came to my mind, just before I pass it over to you two, was it's kind of a combination of characters, sort of like Guybrush Threepwood or like Manny Cavalera, I think his name is, from Grim Fandango. Any other characters from those games where you used to collect an inventory full of items and then go around clicking on everything in the screen. Thinking like Manny would just be like, that's not on fire, every time he wanted to use his fire extinguisher on something. And you'd be like, look, Manny, seriously, we're just trying to have dinner. You just use the knife and fork. And he's like getting like a, you know, like a fish that he's picked up. And he's like trying to like slap it into the food. And you're like, you don't need to try everything on everything, you know, like, so.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Yeah. OK, those are pretty good answers there.
Yeah.
What about yourself?
Really distinct mental picture there.
I'm glad I could bring it to life for you. So, yeah, like either of you, like Bear, do you have anyone that immediately comes to mind?
I actually do, and I'm a huge Deadpool fan. I love Deadpool. In the comic books, he's fantastic. But if he was at my house, I'd want to kill him, but he can't die.
Oh, the worst. Yeah,
because all he's going to do is talk shit to me, disrespect me in my own home. He's probably going to hurt me. I mean, let's face it, he's probably going to physically hurt me.
So true.
And then at you some point, my house is probably going to explode. So
that's true.
Yeah. Completely, as much as I love Deadpool, I'm sorry, homie, you're not coming to dinner.
You're just saying that because he has a sexual fascination with unicorns, isn't it?
No, I mean, I can live with that. I mean, let's get dirty, but then get the fuck out.
No. I mean, I don't know. I think the fact he can't die might actually work because you could take out all your rage and frustration on him. And
you think he's going to allow that? Like, really? No, he's not going to allow that. I mean, you might get one good hit in, but then he's taking you down. He still feels pain.
Yeah, okay, that's fair.
Yeah. You know, I'm not going
to... You'd have to be on really good terms, wouldn't you, to, like, get to that point. You'd have to get past all of the, like, the name-calling and, like, just the taking the piss out of you that he would do to even get to that state. Yeah, I don't think that's worth it. I think you'd go insane before.
This is Deadpool's temperament. In the older comic books, in, like, the original comic books... He had a blind old woman, and when he wanted to punish her, he would put the blind old woman in a room in the attic filled with sharp objects and other things that could kill or maim her. So pretty sure he's not going to let me just beat him up like a punching bag.
Mm.
Yeah, okay. I'm going to side with you on that one. That would kind of suck.
I don't even have an attic. He would make an attic just to shove me in there. And he'd probably take my eyes out, so I was blind too, so it felt more like home for him.
Sounds very Deadpool, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I really wouldn't put that past him.
I'm so with you on this.
Yeah.
What about you, Shrieky? What do you got?
Okay, I can't remember what program it was in, and this is kind of, I don't know if this counts as a fictional character or not, but I think it was from the Microsoft Word, maybe, but the little paperclip dude.
Oh, wasn't it just clippy?
Can you imagine everything you do throughout the day, him just popping up?
It looks like you're trying to record a podcast.
Hey, it looks like you lost your connection.
So yeah, that's the one you'd be seeing.
And that's
time.
A big one. Oh, maybe we need him for that, actually, for connection issues. So.
No, because he doesn't help you with anything. He's just telling you.
I'm just here to let you know. I'm not going to offer any support on this. Yeah.
Yeah, if you'd like to read about it, check out this website. Oh, wait.
Oh, you've got no internet? Shame.
Can you imagine that in your everyday life, though? Like, you're just sitting there trying to watch TV, and he just, like, pokes you in the shoulder. He's like, hey, so did you know that you're watching An Amazing Race?
Yeah. Exactly. That would fucking kill me. Every single thing you do. It's like, it's you get basically... up and go to the bathroom.
It's like actually having a Captain Obvious, isn't it?
Yes. That exact thing. That's what I'm going to call him now. Like, Captain Paper?
No,
there's got to be a pun in there somewhere.
No, there's no pun.
Thinking.
Like, can you imagine, like, trying to take a shower and Clippy just, like, pops on your shoulder? He's like, you realize you're lathered up right now? Yeah, that's what soap does. Great, water wash that right off. Yeah, I know. The fuck out of here, man. See my junk.
Could you imagine it during sex? Just gonna let your imagination run off at that one there.
Clippy pops up at your shoulder. That was it?
Oh. I was more thinking like, hey, you know she's faking it, right?
Clippy with the insight right now.
Oh my god.
Oh, so yeah, that would be my fictional character again. Don't know if that quite counts as one.
No,
but...
I like that, yeah.
That absolutely does.
Excellent.
I think it's also just like the condescension of it, because it's like the way he would always be like, it appears you're trying to, and it's like, what do you mean it appears? Like, this is what I'm doing, but it makes you question things, right? It appears you're trying to make yourself some dinner. No, I am. I'm like cooking. Like, there's no appearing about this.
Yeah, just rub it in that I'm not doing quite wrong? Succeeding here. Thank you.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, it looks like you're trying to be happy today.
Oh, God, Cyril.
Oh, my God.
Luckily, Clippy is not, like, invincible and invulnerable.
Yes.
Are you sure?
Just, like, straighten that clip, that paperclip out, right?
But what if he just bent back into shape?
Yeah, because I tried to disable that fucker so many times, and he just kept popping back up.
Oh my god, he's the Deadpool of, like, the stationery world.
Oh my god.
He's the Deadpool of office supplies.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh no.
Oh shit.
You just find yourself in a dark room with a bunch of straightened out paper clips sticking out of the floor.
My god, that's like, yeah, that's one hell of a sight, like, that Clippy's gone through, like, straightening out one by one of his brethren, you know? Just like...
He's fucking demented and twisted, man. He doesn't give a shit.
No.
He doesn't, Clippy don't care how you feel. He don't care about how anybody feels. He's Clippy.
He is Clippy.
And I think that's probably a good place to end today.
I think so, yeah.
Clippy gonna clip. Thank you so Clippy. Much. What?
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 No, no, no.
It appears that you're trying to end a podcast. Would you like some help with that?
Yes. And thank you so much for joining us today on the Thread Raiders podcast. As always, you can find me on Twitter at Captain Sugar Bear. Hopefully soon I will actually be working on a little video series. I have no idea what it's going to be yet, but for whatever reason, people seem to want it. So wish me luck on that.
Good luck.
Thank you. Shrieky, where can we find you on the internet and what are you working on?
Well, you can find me on Twitter at Shrieky, and that's at Shriekee. And you can also find me on DeviantArt under the same name. And, well, you can find me on other sites, but we don't talk about those anymore.
Really? What other sites?
No, nope, nothing. What? Huh?
What? Grifolian, where can we find you and what are you working on?
So you can find me on Twitter, as usual, at Grifolian, and also on Twitch. And finally, a little bit too late, we had to delay it by a fortnight, but we will be going live on December the 10th at 3 p.m. GMT, 10 a.m. Eastern, I believe it is, for our Undeciders podcast / D&D stream, which you can also follow on Twitter at Undeciders Pod. That's UNDERSIDERSPOD. I said that in a really weird way, but hopefully you'll find it. There's a lot more information on there. We've got some like character information coming out, things like that. But yeah, it's finally coming out, which is exciting.
And it's definitely worth a follow. I follow them on Twitter, and they're fantastic to follow.
I've got some good people to work with on this. I'm really, really excited.
And you can also find the podcast on Twitter at Thread Raider Pod. If there's any topics you'd like us to discuss, or, you know, any kind of things you want to tell us, you just want to say hi, you want to say you hate us, whatever, you can email us at raid@threadraiderspodcast.com, or you can submit a form on www.threadraiderspodcast.com. You can also find us on iTunes, Google Play, any podcast service of your choice. We've got them all pretty much on lock at this point. And don't forget to like our Facebook page and join our Facebook community as well. Finally, we do have our last we have our last segment of the show.
Oh, I hear you have a segment.
I have a segment. It's inoperable.
We have a
segment.
Oh no.
Oh yes. We have another segment of the show where we like to shout out a friend or somebody in the community who's working on something cool. And today I actually want to shout out a little show on iTunes that I've I found it. It's by Veed Films Productions, or Veed Film Productions. My buddy David is the head of that, and he does a lot of good work. It's called Star Wars Legends, the audio drama series. You can find it on iTunes again. You can also find him on YouTube and check out his work there. He's got a couple other like short films and stuff like that. But the Star Wars Legends show takes place 15 years after the Sith War. It seems to revolve around the Mandalorians. It's only been one episode so far, but it's really, really well produced, really well done. The sound effects are great. The voice acting is fantastic. So I just highly recommend giving it a shot, checking it out. It's only about 15 minutes long, not a huge time investment. But yeah, that is my community shout out for today, for this episode.
Awesome.
Yeah. Woo! So unless you guys have any other things to add.
I was just going to say, if you have any pet peeves of your own that you'd like to share with us, you know, feel free to reach out and let us know.
And if you think that Batman could kick Iron Man's ass or vice versa, definitely reach out. Let us know that, too. I want to know why. I really want to know why.
Yeah, that one's interesting to me. And yeah, pretty much shout me out any fictional character that would just be a nightmare to live with.
Or, you know, just say hi. You know, we like to
say
hi.
Yeah, that's good.
So, oh, you know, you got a good pun. I'd like to hear it.
I would not.
So shout them out to us.
Or don't.
Or do.
And with that, I'm sorry, but we are out.
Bye-bye.
Bye.